dances around, floats one to the back of the end zone. He wants Dez Bryant. Bryant makes the catch. Did he get both feet down? They say yes. Dallas touchdown. Here's a shovel pass. Julius Thomas catches it, and he's got a Denver touchdown. Shot on the right side path will be caught, and that is a Denver touchdown. Manning to Eric Decker. Romo, quick drop, throws left side, touchdown, Dez Bryant. Here's the quick throw left side. This is Beasley inside the five, and he walks into the end zone, touchdown. Hand off to Moreno. Moreno to the goal line, and Moreno's got a Denver touchdown. Shotgun snap to Romo. Looks left, throws left. Pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted inside the 25-yard line on a diving catch by Danny Trevathan. Snap, placement, kick on the way, and Denver is 5-0.
That's just some of the 1 point shy of 100 points scored Sunday in Dallas. Broncos go down, beat the Cowboys, fly home with a win, finish the weekend one of three remaining undefeated teams in the NFL. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank. Flex Perks, an incredible game. For the first time, really, the Broncos were tested long into the game and really had to hang in there and grit out, John, what John Fox on Monday referred to as a character win. Character win, you spend the whole game battling. You learn a lot about yourself and where you are, and you battle back, and it doesn't matter who you're playing. When you can do that on the road and ultimately finish with a win, it makes looking at the film and determining what corrections you need to make a little easier to stomach, because you did hang in there and you did get that win.
Yeah, but that, you know, if you look at the first four games compared to the last game, obviously we weren't in a dogfight the first four. You know, it would start out that way, but we kind of ran away from everybody in the second half. And so this one was a dogfight. We didn't play. We didn't have our best A game. And, you know, even though offensively played well, but we slowed down the second half and then defensively struggled a little bit. But a lot of that credit goes to Romo, Tony Romo, and the Dallas Cowboys offense, and the fact that they played very well, made a bunch of big plays, and you know, they kept battling. So it was a good win for us. I think that anytime you can win and have, as John said, it was a character win, that, you know, you learn a lot more when you can win those type than a character loss. And so we're thrilled to be 5-0.
Character loss. I don't think we've ever heard of a character loss. You're right. You do get the win. And that's what they talked about. Eric Decker and Duke Inacio said that in the locker room, too. Hey, look, when you win a game like that, despite how it happened defensively, gave up all those yards to Tony Romo, but Danny Trevathan, who's been asked to do a lot more this year, makes a play. Peyton Manning hangs in there, does what he does all game long, and sets up Matt Prater for that field goal. You do get that win. Early on in the game, time of possession, snaps, offensive snaps, dominated by Dallas. Broncos came back, countered with those quick drives. Now, how impressive is that? Even though you know you want to give your offense a breather, I think in 52 seconds, 80-something yards, touchdown early on in the game to counter it, keep it 14-7, keep everyone engaged when early on it looked like this could get a little out of control.
Yeah, and it was the offense played well the first half. I think we had 28 at halftime, and so we answered the bell. The Cowboys came out of the chute fast, and Romo made a couple big plays on that first drive, and they were able to put it in the end zone. And so we were able to hang with them, and then eventually you know, go in at halftime. But I think, as you said, that, you know, to be able to answer that bell when, you know, to be able to win football games when we don't have our A game, especially, as you said, on the road with the crowd noise going against us, I thought that, you know, the guys hung in there very well. And as you said, Danny Trevathan came through with a big, big play there at the end to get us the win. So, you know, those are the types that, as we've talked about, that make you a better football team. We could learn from it. A lot of mistakes. We made a lot of mistakes on both sides of the ball, especially on the defensive side. So hopefully we get that cleared up. And it was good for the young guys. We had three guys go down. Woodyard went down, Ayers went down, and Chris Harris all went down. And so we had to have guys come off the bench and step in. And, you know, it was a wake-up call for them also, and the fact that, you know, it could happen at any point in time. And then when it does happen, they got to be ready to play.
That was my next question, the injuries to the three guys who have been playing well and playing a lot this year, Robert Ayers, Wesley Woodyard, Chris Harris. Any of those really concern you at this point in the week? What have you talked to them?
Well, I think we'll look at it as the week goes on. I think that, you know, we'll know more by the end of the week. But we know none of them are going to be long-term. We just don't know how short-term they are, whether they'll be able to be ready to play this week or not.
I don't want to compare this to what the Broncos did in San Diego last year, but that was an identity-defining game early on in the season after facing some struggles on the road and then pulling that off, coming back from 24-0. This wasn't quite the same drama. However, can a game like this really start to shape what this team's identity is, being able to hang in there despite the circumstances. And how tangible is it taking what they learned in Dallas? And remember, road games left on the schedule at Kansas City, before that at Indianapolis, at New England, at Houston, all tough places to play, all against good teams.
Yeah, I mean, it's a confidence builder knowing that, you know, if we just hang in there and keep battling, then as long as we stay in the football game, we got a chance to make a play and win the football game. And so, you know, to be able to battle, not, as I said, not have our A game, but continue to work and continue to battle and be able to have the confidence knowing that someone's going to make a play, as Danny did in the on the defensive side to win the football game. So, yeah, it's a good test for us. But like you said, you mentioned those other games that we've got coming up that, you know, those are all going to be a great test. And you know, we've got to play better football than we did on Sunday, you know, to beat those teams.
Again, that final score, 51-48. Broncos, one of three undefeated teams left in the NFL through 5 weeks. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks on DenverBroncos.com.
Broncos win! I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy! I redeemed the Flex Points I earned with my Flex Perks travel rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 Flex Points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly! You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. Bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there!
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks travel rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Manning checking the play at the line of scrimmage. He'll bring Julius Thomas in motion to the right guard. They run it. Moreno behind Mitch Unrein. Nope. And actually, Peyton Manning with the play fake. And Peyton Manning scampers into the end zone. Touchdown.
That is one for the ages.
This kid, touchdown.
Peyton Manning with a 7.57 second 40 goes untouched. The only guy that even saw him was Bruce Carter, and he was a day late, dollar short. Peyton Manning with a rushing touchdown, Dave.
I thought Moreno went in very, very high up right guard. I'm saying, get your pad level down.
We all know the throwing touchdown records Peyton Manning set, but he showed everyone a little something new on Sunday in Dallas with John Elway. I'm Chris Hall. This is Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. Broncos down on the goal line. Look like they're getting ready to hand it off. No Sean Moreno. Peyton Manning said after the game he didn't tell anybody he was going to keep that ball. Does he have to do that to run something like that where no one, except for maybe Adam Gase, knows what's coming?
I think so. But no, I mean, it was obviously the backside end had to chase and wear chase down inside after Noshon, which let it wide open for Peyton. So I just told you there's another weapon that Peyton has. He's getting outside now, and he might
himself
get him in shotgun, run him in a couple sweeps, see what happens.
So the read option, that's this week, right? We're going to get him out in open space more.
Get him worked in on that, see right. If we can turn that baby upfield.
Right. The way he's been spreading the ball around, I think it took till the second half for Demaryius Thomas to get a catch, that one penalty early on. Didn't let him get that first drive catch going. However, the touchdown to Wes Welker on, on the broadcast, Phil Simms said, look, there's just nothing the defender can do about that play. With that move coming back inside, Peyton putting the ball where it is. Touchdown to Eric Decker. That happened right in front of me. He practically landed in my lap. Same kind of thing. Eric made an adjustment. Defender was right there. Are you noticing littler and littler things each week that kind of show you this relationships? I mean, the numbers are there, fine. But as a quarterback, I think I asked you this the first week, comparing last year to this year. What are you seeing that says, look, these guys are tightening up and getting better?
Well, I think he's got a good feel for DT and Decker, having been here last year with a back shoulder throw, as that we've seen Peyton do so often. And, you know, he's so good at it. You mentioned the one to Derek, Decker was the back shoulder throw. But, you know, you watch the route Wes ran down there on the goal line. It was a tremendous route. No one else can run that route except Wes Welker. And, and did a
he
tremendous
took a pop
job.
Too.
Took a pop. He's a tough little guy, and yeah. a tough guy that you know will catch a ball in the crowd, also block, and but the route he ran down there on that goal line was a tremendous route, and Peyton put it right where he had to put it. So you know, that's just, you know, a move that Wes has. No one else has that, and it's just, you know, part of the repertoire that you know, that he has. It's just, it's a tremendous help for us offensively.
The way Chris Clark was able to limit DeMarcus Ware, did you expect that? Or were you surprised at how well he did?
No. I mean, I've got a lot of confidence in Chris. I mean, he's done tremendous since filling in for Ryan, and I think he'll just continue to get better. But he had a great camp, got a lot of work during camp, so everybody's used to working with Chris. Beatles has been next to him, you know, the whole training camp, and so they work very well together. And so, no, I'm not surprised by what Chris is doing. We had a tremendous amount of confidence, the fact that he was going to come in and you know, be able to protect Peyton's blindside.
Talked about Wes Welker, first-year Bronco, what he's doing. Talk about Chris Clark, now the first year in this role, really for him, protecting Peyton. Also want to talk about Kayvon, first-year rookie player this year, what he did knocking that ball out. That's a heady play. It's a veteran play to do that on the road, and it was great call. I mean, Dez made two or three steps, and then Kayvon popped it loose, rallied to the ball. You got to have plays like that on the road, too.
Exactly. And, that, you know, and Kayvon just continues to get more playing time he gets, the more confidence he gets. And he's got that ability to make the big hits as well as strip the ball like he did last week. So, you know, we think he's just going to continue to get better and better the more playing time he gets. He's a tough guy that he can run and is a good cover guy. That, you know, he's out there on an island by himself with Dez Bryant. And you know, then end up punching the ball out. So we're thrilled with what Kayvon's done and you know, the way that he's improving week in and week out.
Yeah, out there on by himself with Dez Bryant. You're right. Welcome to the NFL, kid. Go get him. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This is LA Access, presented by U.S. Bank FlexPerks. One more segment left here on DenverBroncos.com.
Broncos win! I'm flying out to see the next Broncos road game.
How did you score airline tickets?
Easy! I redeemed the flex points I earned with my Flex Perks Travel Rewards card.
Isn't that the card where 20,000 flex points equals a free flight up to $400?
Exactly! You should get the card too. Just visit a U.S. Bank branch and apply today.
Wow, I'm there!
The creditor and issuer of the Flex Perks Travel Rewards Visa card is U.S. Bank National Association, pursuant to a license from Visa USA, Inc.
Hey, Peyton Manning here.
Eli Manning here for this season's NFL Sunday Ticket only on DirecTV, where every game, every Sunday is included at no extra charge.
Cable can't do that. Only DirecTV gives you all the entertainment you could possibly want. Call 1-800-DIRECTV to switch or visit DirecTV.com today. Right, Eli?
Right, bro.
Requires 24-month agreements and choice package or above. Offer ends 11/26/13. Includes out-of-market games. Only new approved customers. Only 2014 NFL Sunday Ticket renews at full price. Other conditions apply. Call for details.
Feels like for the first time in a long time, the Broncos don't play an NFC East opponent. Back in the AFC, Broncos will host Jacksonville this week. John, Jags are winless this year. They come to Denver for a road game. Right now, I know the bottom line is protecting home field. You cannot let any home game slip. Right now, Broncos getting ready to host the Jaguars again. 0-5, 5-0 on paper. Whatever, it's there. It says what it is. But I know all week we're going to hear, look, you still got to show up and play.
Well, to me, this type of game shows you what we're made of. I think it's a matter of taking pride in what we do. Obviously, the Jacksonville Jaguars have been struggling this year, and you know, they've had some, you know, crucial injuries. They lost Joko, their left tackle, last week, and the week after they traded their left tackle, moved Joko over, and Monroe goes to Baltimore, and then Joko, who takes his spot,
right,
gets hurt. So.
Right.
You know, when you're having tough breaks like that, those type of things happen, and that's what's happened to the Jaguars. But I think, to me, when I look at our football team, is this is the type of week that, you know, we got to go out and play our football game. And it's not about who we're playing. It's about taking pride in what we do and how we intend to play every football game. So it'll be a good test for us. I'm interested to see how we're going to come out. I think we're a mature team, and I think that you know, guys, you know, are taking pride in what we're doing. And so I think that, you know, we'll come out and play well. But, you know, as we talked about, this is the NFL. And even though we're big favorites, that doesn't matter. We got to come out and play our game. If we do, you know, good things should happen. But you never know.
Champ Bailey is really dying to get out there and play. But he's also smart. He's a veteran. He knows what it means to be healthy later on in the season. In terms of assessing
his want to. He's been practicing in pads the last couple of weeks, and just everyone making the smart decision to say, hey, not going to push it right now. Want to make sure everyone's on board to bring Champ back when he should come back.
Well, I think the key thing is Champ's got to be on board. And, you know, the bottom line is he's going to make that decision, and he knows how his foot feels. And so, you know, we've got to, you know, obviously he's been a tremendous part of this football team for a long time and has a tremendous amount of respect. So, you know, if Champ feels like he's ready to go this week, then he'll go. And you know, which we're all hopeful, but we'll have to wait and see how he does this week in practice.
Yeah, we'll wait and see, and we'll know a lot more on Friday, and know definitively on Sunday, 90 minutes before kickoff. With John Elway, I'm Chris Hall. This has been Elway Access, presented by U.S. Bank Flex Perks. Thanks so much for watching. Plenty coming up all week here on DenverBroncos.com, previewing this week's game, Broncos-Jaguars, back in Denver, 2:05 on Sunday afternoon.